Oh, am I talking to you? So how do you know you are being monitored? Quickly, let me give you these points. If you can write, write. Now, number one, for you to know you're being monitored, I want you to write this down. Dreaming that people are watching you. Imagine, sometimes, listen to this, sometimes you're not even a football player, but dreaming that you're playing soccer and people are watching. Or sometimes you dream that cameras are following you. Now, these things I'm telling you now, you must understand this. I don't teach theories. I don't preach theological theories. But my gospel is based on pragmatism. Where there is actually this practical, there is pragma, factual. These things happen. Can you imagine you're dreaming? Like, oh, I had a good dream. It was like I was a celebrity. Wherever I was going, someone was following me with a camera. I was a man of the match. Now, do I mean, if you have that career, you're playing soccer, and sometimes, all right, when you dream or have a vision playing soccer, it could be a good thing because sometimes it may mean a miracle will happen and the people will celebrate you. All right? But I am saying, when people are watching, like following you up, like you're sitting there, whatever you are doing, but it's like people are watching you in a way like they are following you. My friend, you need deliverance. You are being watched. Whatever you are doing, you are being followed. Are you here? Number two, how can a person... Problems... When you're about to break through. That's number two. Problems when you're about or before you're about to break through. Now, these problems will just appear. Can you imagine you have done everything? And you're about to break through. There is something that always just happened. There was a certain gentleman who was a medical doctor. And he was planning to open his own practice. And this particular man, he had all the connections in the world. And he had a wonderful proposal that he had written. And when he wrote this proposal, and a certain organization was willing to help him out. Now, he was waiting for the money to come. Now, they sent the money. But when they sent the money was not coming through in his account. The gentleman is from Zimbabwe. Now, the man was not coming through. So he went again into the process to find out what was the problem. And there was an issue with the bank. Now, after a year, the man was reversed. He found another organization. An organization said, "We are doing everything." As they were about to do the transaction, The man who was doing those transactions, he was communicating with the doctor, was fired from the work. And the communication, there was a breakdown communication. And there was another moment as well when he resumed the communication with other relevant authorities in the same office. As he was about to, the bank in Zimbabwe, before he even, the bank in Zimbabwe closed his account. So he came to me. And he didn't come for that. Him, he just came, but he wants a breakthrough, financial breakthrough. But this was my prophecy. And I said, and I showed him with the facts that what he was passing through was as a result of a demonic interference and manipulation. And I told him that every moment he makes a move, there is a spirit monitoring. And as he's about to break through, they sabotage. And I looked at the man and I said, if I be a prophet, from today, this will never happen again. I laid my hand upon him and I broke the chain. I removed the monitoring mirror. And I said, he will never be monitored again. As I'm talking to you now, he built a wonderful hospital and everything is moving well. And he was here during the last international visitors program to testify. Why am I talking this to you? Some of the things you're passing through, they are not normal. How every moment you are about to break through, something happens. You are about to get promoted, something will happen. You are about to get married, something will happen. You are about to have a good moment in a relationship, something will just happen. It is not just happening. Spiritually, you are under a mirror. There is a demonic spirit that is monitoring you. Can you imagine, just open a business before it even matures? A sabotage will just happen. If any person under the influence of my voice, if you know that somewhere this part, you feel like I'm talking to you, raise up a hand. This will never happen again. I command in the name of Jesus. I say I command in the name of Jesus. This time around you shall break through.
Major.
Are you here? I don't know how this deliverance will happen. It's up to you. Whether you want to happen little by little, or you want to happen instantly. How many are following? How many are following? Hear this. And I said, if you see these things happen, what I'm teaching you now, it's not a theory. No, you can't find this type of a teaching being taught in a theological explanation. This is practical. If you find every moment you're about to break through, something always comes to happen. You need deliverance. There's no explanation to that. All you need is simple deliverance. I'm not saying you have demons. No. Remember, I've always taught you, you do not need to have demons in you for you to be delivered. Sometimes demons may not be in you, but demons could be outside you, affecting your environment. Demons were not in Job, but they took away his children. They took away all his money, all his properties. There was no demon inside Job.
So until God said to Job that what is happening around you, there are two demons, Behemoth and Leviathan. These are two spirits that are involved around you. When Job prayed, after knowing what he was dealing with, God restored everything. All the years he was suffering, there were two spirits. When he dealt with them, he was restored. You will be restored. I say you will be restored. You will be restored. You will be restored. You see, there are people who actually think it was just cool. Job was suffering and he was patient until he was restored. Liar. He was not patient until he was restored. He knew that demons had attacked his friends. He had friends around him. And these friends, am I talking to somebody here? Were the ones the devil was using. They even came to say, maybe you cursed God. Now the Bible says he discovered there was Behemoth and Leviathan. The next verse you read, and Job prayed for his friends, and God restored Job. Where was that Leviathan? I'm talking to somebody here. Am I talking to somebody, right? So if you read the two chapters before his restoration, all the two chapters are talking about Behemoth. All the two chapters, they're talking about Leviathan. And these are principality spirits. So you may be sitting there thinking things are just happening around you. There could be a spirit somewhere. Somebody say, I rebuke you, spirit. Say, you demonic entity monitoring my career, monitoring my children. Say, I command you out. You may be wondering, why? Every moment I'm about to break through. Now, that's number two. Number three. Prolonged challenges. Let me explain to you. Say prolonged problems. Challenges that do not end. Now, let me explain them for you to understand what I'm talking about. So, we have a situation in the family. A long time, the family, we are dealing with it. Every time. And if there is an issue in that family they deal with, it is that issue. There is a challenge that is not ending. Did you hear that? There is what? A challenge that is not ending. Even if we give it money. Even if we give that challenge money, it will not end. So it's like after you solve it, you are into another one. Now, let me give a very good example. Debts. Can you imagine after paying this debt, you are in another one? Now, it's like your life, you are in debts. Even if after solving problems, you are still in debt. Today I pray for you. Every product in a shop has an expiry date. Now, today, your problem will expire. Because of time, let's go to number what? Number four. Fight before breakthrough. If you have a boyfriend or you have a husband or a wife, imagine that every time you're about to break through, hey, arguments. Who do you think you are? An argument will just start from nowhere. A message will just appear on WhatsApp from nowhere. Who is this? An issue. Even people can fight because of a remote. Can you give me that remote? You don't have legs to go and pick it? Like, really? Like, why are you talking to me like this? The following day, there was supposed to be a breakthrough. So the enemy knows it. There's a big miracle about to happen to this family. A spirit will just attack you in the house. Boom! Hey, you don't respect me. Hey, you two don't respect me. And another party from those two will begin to remind you, problem. Hey, you are the one who caused World War I. You are not aware that 2 days from the day you are fighting, you were supposed to be millionaires. Immediately they passed that moment where the breakthrough was supposed to happen. Oh, I love you. I love you too. Jesus said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. No matter how the argument is trying to start, let one amongst you remember this teaching. And they said, baby, please. It is me who's wrong. I'm sorry. It's better I lose this argument. It is better I lose this argument than losing millions tomorrow. Major! It is better I lose than losing what God is supposed to do in my life the following day. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Tell the neighbor next to you. Say, be careful. Tell them, do not be a John Cena in the house. Do you know what happens with arguments? If the devil wants to finish you, you know what happens in an argument? Now, between a man and a woman, who's emotional? A woman is always emotional. And the Bible says, if you make a woman emotional, it says your prayers will be hindered. Now, sometimes a woman will start herself the battle. and they become emotional after. So that your prayer is going to be hindered. So just be careful. Say, sorry, oh baby, I love you. Ah. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Hey, what I'm preaching, is it true or not? Answer my question. What I'm talking about, it is true or not? When you are about to have a breakthrough, your own biological mother can just start a fight with you. Your own brother, your own sister, your own cousin. When the devil hates you most, he even uses a neighbor from your house. Your own house, in the morning you find that they have parked the car wrongly. Blocked you, you can't walk out. And when he hates you most, they even start putting up a brick fence in your yard. But what I'm trying to say is, be careful. When the enemy wants to block you, they monitor you. And how you know you're being monitored? Every time you have an argument, it is always a period when you're expecting something to happen. And the enemy will come and block you by causing unnecessary fights. Raise your right hand and say, I rebuke you, devil. Signs that you're being monitored. Are you here or just... Imagine David was about to have a big breakthrough. About, he goes to the king. He says, King, if I kill that man, Goliath, what will be given to me? The king said, half of the economy, and you will not pay tax, and you will marry my daughter. Marriage, tax-free, financial breakthrough. He says, hey, as was preparing to defeat Goliath, his own brothers, they came to him. They said, hey, who do you think you are? Yeah, you came here to bring food. But pride, my brother, pride. The Bible says, but David did not answer them. That's what the Bible says. But David did not answer them. Because he knew that the energy, the moment he began to argue with them, the enemy could have diverted the breakthrough. Instead of winning the battle on the ground, he could have won the battle in the house. What benefit would I have after winning my brother in argument? And I have won. There was no benefit. He said, it's better I lose to my brothers, but I should not lose the marital breakthrough. I should not lose the financial breakthrough. Somebody shout yes.
Major.
David was being monitored. The moment he went there, spirits were already activated through their brothers, and they began to attack him. The Bible says they attacked him. They attacked him. You must be very careful. Right now, some of you are being attacked. You think it's your husband fighting you? You think it's your brother fighting you? You think it's your wife? Let's see beyond that. Lose for now. Be useless. But get what God wants you to get. This is what Jesus Christ said. Forgive one another. Because he knew that during that moment where there are fights, there are a lot you lose. If you are facing this, that there are always fights around you when you are about to break through, let me see your hand. It will never happen again. I announce deliverance in the name of Jesus. I announce deliverance in the name of Jesus. I announce deliverance in the name of Jesus. You will see what I'm talking about. Me, I use it as a sign that I'm about to have a miracle. When I see newspaper, oh, major one this, major one that. When I see one of my members who left the church on social media, I don't even answer. That's not what we are praying for. We have bigger petitions. I may waste my time because that comes as a distractor. So I don't give in to such type of battles. Some of us, we love those battles. And we don't respond. Because there is always a reason the enemy is fighting. There is always a reason why he's raising up battles. You tell me in the Bible where there was a battle without a reason. There's no battle without a reason. Why were they fighting David? David would be a king. Why were they fighting Jesus? Why were they fighting Paul? Everyone who was being fought, there was a purpose. The reason why you have those battles, there is a miracle about to happen. So don't go low and begin to fight back and begin to answer back. Put your hands with the Lord. All right, let's go into another point. How do you know you're being monitored? Bad influence. Now, what do I mean this? Now, I want to tell you this, right? Say bad influence. Bad influence. Say it again, bad influence. Now, here, it is when the devil now knows that you are about to become something. Your story is about to change. He raises an influence to distract you. Now, these influences could be a sin that would destroy you. All of a sudden, you find yourself in acts or activities that will actually destroy who you are. I'm going to give a very good example in the Bible. You see, God said to Solomon, God said to him that he must build a temple. But suddenly there was an influence. The Bible says he married a child of the king of Egypt and other foreign women who began to teach him how to worship idols. You must be very careful. All the while, you had faith. Before you know it, there's an influence to make you stop believing. And how they will start it, they'll even start making you stop believing your prophet, your pastor, your man of God, your church. Before you know it, you will stop believing even God. An influence. If it's a woman in a relationship, everything is moving well. If they are monitoring that relationship, they will send a friend. And you have a friend who will begin to influence you. If he loves you, why doesn't he buy you a ring? Now the man buys a ring. Ah, the way he has money. This cheap ring. And a man will be shocked how the woman is behaving and acting. There is an influence somewhere. You must be very careful when you have a destiny. The enemy may raise up an influence to hate your own destiny helper, to hate your own destiny connector, to start acting somehow. You begin to behave like someone who's not supposed to behave in that way. Can you imagine that you have a calling? The Bible says that God said, go and finish all the Philistines. He actually went and married it there. Instead of finishing, he began even to have a seed with this woman from a brand new seed. Are you here? This is an influence. If you see these things happening around you, you are being monitored. Betrayers will begin to come around you. There is something the enemy has seen. And he has sent a fourth column. And you'll be moving like this. With someone who the enemy has planted around you. Just to finish you. And all they'll be talking is negative things. You must be very careful. Because the moment you lose who you are, that person also will disappear from your life. The only thing they do is to finish you. The moment they manage to influence you, they always disappear from you. Because their job is done. You should actually see people who were influenced to leave or to do something. Check them out. The people who were actually encouraging them to leave were close to them at that time only. After they influenced, they are no longer there. Assignment done. If you are being monitored, the enemy will plant influencers around you. And this could be human beings or a certain sinful behavior to finish you. Because the enemy knows where you're going. Tell your neighbor, you are going far. Tell them again, you are going far. How you know you are being monitored? Another point, the spirit of discouragement. And this is serious. Very serious. Can you imagine you're all about to enter Canaan? Then you begin to mama. I don't know what's happening with my life. Enough is enough. I'm giving up. This spirit will come and begin to discourage you when you're about to make it. Imagine you're about to venture in a wonderful business. As you're about to do this business, all of a sudden you have got this discouragement. So the enemy sometimes will discourage you when you're about to break through, because he knows what you can do. That's why if you're married or you have a relationship, your partner must be the first supporter. Whatever you are doing, they must say, wow, keep on moving. I hate surrounding myself with the people who are very negative. You will never go far. Anything you do, no. Here, there's a problem. Let's not talk about problems. Let's talk about achieving. Let's talk about who will do it. This spirit is following a lot of you here. For you to know you are being monitored. Your own wife discouraged you. Your own husband discouraged you. And it's not even your husband. It is a spirit that attacked. Even your own children can discourage you. Tell your neighbor you're going far. Now tell them again, be encouraged. What we are passing through, it was a spirit of darkness. Tell them again, it was a demonic spirit trying to discourage you. Say, do not listen to it. Say, you are moving forward. You are going far. You are like an eagle. You will fly. You will move. You will soar. You will go far. Say, be encouraged. I prophesy that every spirit of disappointment will not disappoint you in the name of Jesus. You will achieve your assignment. You will become what God says you are. There are disappointment spirits all around you. But it is a sign that you are being monitored. There are demons that are monitoring you. They want to see you failing, your company failing, your children failing. Whatever you do, they want to see you finished. I raise my hand, it will not happen. I say, I am raising my hand as a prophet. It will not happen in the name of Jesus. Tell the neighbor, if you are monitored, I command that spirit to be broken. Say, every moment when you're about to have a breakthrough and something bad happens, say, that moment will never happen again. Lastly, how one can know they're being monitored. Patterns of repeated failure. You always
fail.
Whatever you want to do, you start doing it properly, but you always fail. If this is happening, you need deliverance. Repeated failures. You say, okay, let me try it again. Let me do this. Let me do this. It will always fail. It may start properly, but you end up failing. You need deliverance.